Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Standing on the mountain looking down on the city, the way he ought to feel is a doggone pity.
Welcome back to 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Pam Danziger is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, 15 years she's been hanging out with us, 15 years actually, this year. She's the president of Unity Marketing, Unity-marketingonline.com. I say that
Unity
right?
Marketing Online,
it's
no
Unity
dash.
Unity Marketing Online.com, no dash.
Yes.
Unity
yes.
MarketingOnline.com. And the new book, folks, brand spanking new. You can get it right now on Amazon. Meet the Henrys, H-E-N-R-Y-S. Henrys, that's a group of millennials. She says they're the millennials that matter most for luxury brands. That's the subtitle, and I encourage you to check it out. If you are trying to reach consumers, you must know about the Henrys. Because even
right.
if you don't sell luxury brands, they buy stuff that you sell. And you know, even if it's not luxury, because however they think about buying luxury, they think the same way about buying things that are not luxury, don't they?
They absolutely do, and they're very conscious of value when it comes to purchasing. So they will spend more when the value is there. But so many luxury brands, and so many, you know, they just view as being, you know, high price, overpriced goods. They're looking mm-hmm. for things that are really worth it for them, and they're finding lots and lots of product opportunities as well as experience opportunities that are premium but not luxury. And I think that, you know, premium idea, because it gives you really good value. I mean, for example, there's a Louis Vuitton tote bag. Everybody's seen them. They cost in the $3,000 to $5,000.
I've got five or six of them myself. Yeah.
Oh, and they're made of canvas. They're sort of a coated canvas. Versus the Everlane. Everlane has a similar size tote bag in full leather without any logos on it. And guess what? That costs $195. And that's the kind of value
yeah.
proposition that is very appealing.
High quality, but not pretentious.
Yeah, exactly. Not pretentious and not overpriced. So, you know,
right.
they make those decisions day in and day out when it comes
mm-hmm.
to shopping, when it comes to making purchases for their home, decisions about, you know, who to work with in terms of, you know, lawn care. And
this is
and
what you mean when you say luxury is evolving, isn't it?
It really is.
In the book, she talks about
new luxury proposition and retailers and service businesses. I mean, service businesses are ultimately luxuries in every different category.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, service businesses really have to understand this different mindset. And right now we have a heating system that is on the blink. I've got to go out and find somebody to come repair it.
Right.
You know, and I know who I'm going to use because I'll use the same people who've always
mm-hmm.
come. But guess what? Millennials, they're not going to go with the same old service provider. They're going to look and research and find somebody who can give it to them faster, cheaper, and
but also
and
they're whether they're aware of it or not. Sometimes they are, and I think sometimes they're not. They're also looking for a company that they think is compatible with their values.
Oh, absolutely. And they are very interested in sustainability and environmental concerns and so on. But, you know, I think it's
And also how people are treated. I think they care about how the companies treat their people. Those are value issues, folks. Because, you know, if you think about it, Pam, if you look for a product online, Google or Amazon will give you 159 of the same products. There won't be a nickel's difference in the price. How do you choose one of them? Well, I think the millennials choose the one that makes them feel the best about doing business with them. There's something they said. Our employees have been with us 20 years, or we volunteer.
Yeah.
You know, whatever we volunteer, some things like that. I think they care about those things.
Yeah, they care about that the personal connection that comes, and particularly with small businesses, that mm-hmm. that personal connection is so important to millennials, and it's so important for small businesses to understand that they need to put their best, you know, their best people forward, their best service providers forward, and in retail, again, it's also all about service. It's all about, you know, caring, truly caring mm-hmm. for the customer, not just, you know, trying to get their money.
Do you think, how valuable is it to find a way to get them to talk about you? Don't they share experiences? And I mean, isn't that a big deal? I mean, if you're not social savvy, and if you can't figure out a way to get them to motivated to talk about you, if you can do that, I guess I should say, you've got a leg up, don't you?
Yes, you really do. Well, you know, I'm working right now and I'm researching the influencer business because, you know, fashion brands and beauty brands hire influencers who are bloggers to, they hire them, they pay them to shill. They're the PR arm. I mean, the real word of mouth, the real influencers are the people in your community who will talk about you and share with their friends and with their network about your business. And guess what? Millennials are the ones most likely to do that, and they will share, and more importantly, they'll share bad experiences far quicker than they'll share good experiences.
Exactly.
So you really have to be a top of game.
Meet the Henrys, the millennials that matter most for luxury brands. Pamela N. Danziger is the name on the book. Folks, you've heard her right here on the show for the last 15 years. You know she knows what she's talking about. You need to be familiar with what she has to say about the Henrys. UnityMarketingOnline.com. Is that right, Pam?
That's right.
Hey, Pam, good job today. Congratulations on the book. Come back soon.
Thank you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.